We begin the current daf Masechet Erev and daf Ches. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had a Havamina, what the Gemara had assumed, and then ultimately said not like that. Now the Gemara goes back to what it had assumed. And that is, Rabbi Huda had said a statement that when there's a Mavoi, an alleyway that's open on one side to Rosh Hashanah, and the other side it's open, that is the back wall of the Mavoi that's generally closed on the third side, on three sides, and it's open on one side to Rosh Hashanah, the back wall is open to a Rechava, which is a backyard of a house. That Rechava, is its back wall is broken open also, and it's open into Rosh Hashanah. So if this Mavoi is open on one side to Rosh Hashanah, and the other side is open to Rosh Hashanah through Rechava, Rabbi Huda said that it's permitted to carry in that Mavoi. On that, the Gemara said, it's obvious that Rabbi Huda was saying like Shmuel, and not in the name of his other Rebbe, Rav, because Rav seems to say not like that statement, because Rav said a very similar case, and that is, it sounds like the same exact case, when you have a Mavoi that's open on one side to Rosh Hashanah, and the other side it's open, its back wall is open to a Chatzar, which its back wall is open to Rosh Hashanah, then one is not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. Now, Rechava and the Chatzar seem to be the same thing, so the Gemara had assumed that Rabbi Huda, when he was saying that it's Mutter to carry in the Mavoi, was saying, like Shmuel his Rebbe, not like Rav his Rebbe, because Rav says a very similar case, and says, Usher to carry in the Mavoi. Ultimately, the Gemara ends up saying from Rav Sheshes a way to resolve it, and saying that there's a difference between a Rechava and a Chatzar, and therefore Rabbi Huda could be saying in the name of Rav. However, the Gemara is going based on what we had assumed originally. And that is, Ulamai desalika daite meikar, according to what we had assumed originally, again, before Rav Sheshes came along and gave us an explanation into the understanding of Rav's halacha that said only sometimes it's Aser in the Mavoi, and sometimes it will be Mutter, which will then be the same as the case of Rabbi Huda, as we discussed on the previous top. However, according to, again, as we had assumed, that Rabbi Huda was saying not like Rav, then bein she'irvu u'bein shalei irvu pligi, then there was really two machlekes in between Rav Yehuda and Rav, and both in the case when the people from the Chatzar were Ma'urav, when they made an Erev, when they joined together with the people of the Mavoi, and another machlek is when they did not go ahead and make an Erev, that they did not join. And that is that even when they joined together, the people of the Chatzar, again, the case of Rav was that the Mavoi is open on one side to Rosh Hashanah, the other side is open to a Chatzar, which that Chatzar is open into Rosh Hashanah. So again, they're really going straight from the Rosh Hashanah through the Mavoi, through the Chatzar, because they're both breached on the walls and the back, going straight to the Rosh Hashanah on the other side. So Rav says that even when the people from the Chatzar joined with the people from the Mavoi, it would still be us to carry in the Mavoi. And again, this is what we had assumed, that the reason of Rav was because it's mefulish, because you can really go straight from Rosh Hashanah through them, through the Mavoi, to the other Rosh Hashanah. And that is, as we had assumed, that it was dafka, it was necessarily in the case when the back of the Chatzar was breached, also to the Rosh Hashanah, because if not for that, then the Mavoi would not be Aser because it's open to the people of the Chatzar. And that is, Rabbi Huda was saying his halacha was like Shmuel. And that is why it was permitted when there was an Erev, for example, like the case of the Rechava, which was a case that Rabbi Huda picked Dafka to say that it's open to a Rechava, not a Chatzar. And that's why by Rechava, by a backyard where there's no dwellers there you don't need to have an Erev, because again, there's no people in the Rechava to go ahead and forbid the people of the Mavoi that's saying, hey, there are people that have the right of way, because there's no people in Rechava. And that's even though that it's breached in the Rechava, in the back, open to the Rosh Hashanah, still there's no problem. However, Rabbi Huda held that it would be Aser when you don't make an Erev, when it's open to a Chatzar. And he only said his case only because of a case of Rechava, but the case of a Chatzar, which was Rav's case, there Rabbi Huda would hold, even if it's not breached, open into the Rosh Hashanah, it would still be a problem. And again, that's why he picked Dafka Rechava and not a Chatzar. Again, these are the two cases they argued about, both when it's Irvu, and when the Shalai Yerva, as we explained in the previous stuff, when there was an Erev, when they joined together, that was one machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Huda. And when they did not make an Erev together, that was another machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rav. As the Gemara explains, Be'irvu, in the case when they joined together, that is, the people from the Chatzar made an Erev with the people of the Mavoi. And there is no problem, again, of the people of the Chatzar if forbidding the people of the Mavoi to carry because they have the right of way and they're not joined together because they have an Erev. So the whole issue would be because it's paritz, it's broken open, the back of the Chatzar open into the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's what's considered the foolish. The question of the Gemara is, regarding that machlik, is b'mai pligi. What ultimately was, again, in the assumption of the Gemara before we resolved that Rabbi Huda could be like Rav, what were they arguing about? And that is, what was the reason of Rav that he said he considers it mefulish, that because ultimately you could go straight from Rosh Hashanah through the Mavoi, through the Chatzar, into the Rosh Hashanah, so therefore it's considered flush, open Rosh Hashanah through and through. And what's the reason of Shmuel that he said it's not called Mefulash? What exactly are they arguing about that we say that Rabbi Huda, who is Shmuel, is not like Rav, and that they argue on that point? Moreover, regarding the second machlokes, b'shelo yirvu, when they did not go ahead and make an Erev together, that is, in the case of when it wasn't Nifritza, when it was the case of Rechava, that it wasn't breached in the back wall. That is what we say, that fundamentally they would argue in that case also. But my pligi, what over there are they arguing about? And that is, what's the reason over there by Shmuel that he says that the people from the Chatzar, that they will make it Aser for the people on the Mavi because they have the right of way over there? And what's the reason of Rav that he says that they won't make it Aser? In other words, these two machlekes regarding Yirvu and Shelo Yirvu, as we explained in detail in the previous daf, what exactly is the fundamental principle that they're arguing about? Why is it that Rav holds that it would be a problem of Mefulash? And what's the reason of Shmuel that he held that the people of the Chatzar would go ahead and make an Asr on the people inside the Mavoi, whereas Rav held, obviously, it was only a problem of Mefulash, and he held that the people of the Chatzar would not make an Asr on the people in the Mavoi? What is this machlekes talking on? So the Gemara explains both ideas. B'shaloi Yirvu Pligi, regarding this idea of when they did not make an Erev together. Where the whole machloikis there is based on regarding can the people from the Chatzar make it Asa for the people on the Mavi? Do we see it as breached totally into the Chatzar and therefore since they're not joined together, the people from the Chatzar can make it Asa and the people on the Mavi? There it's totally on this Yisrael of Benirim Mebachutz V'shavim Mebifnim. That is, if an opening is visible from the outside but it's flush from the inside, that is what the machloikis depends on. That is, there's a machloikis on Miram later on in this parak on Daf Tes Amud Beis, that there are those that want to say that it's judged as if it's seen from both sides, and there are those that say that it's not judged. Same thing over here. We have over here, there are sides that the chatzar was larger than the mavoi that's open to it. And it's wider than what's the mavoi. So therefore, it's visible from the outside, from those who are standing in the chatzar, that there's an opening here, not a breach, because there's still more sides on the side of the chatzar, which is wider than the mavoi. And it's not seen like a broken open wall as if it's a paritz. And it's also not more than 10 amos. And therefore, even though that it's flush from the inside, that those who are standing in the mavoi don't see it, and to them it looks like that it's totally breached, even so, according to Rav, he holds that the gifufi, as they are called, which are the larger parts of the wall sticking out from the chatzar part, will give it the status of an opening for the people of the mavoi, just like it's considered a pesach for the people from the chatzar. And that is, although by other chatzaris that are open to a mavoi, if it's a full-fledged pesach, an opening, it definitely, the people of the chatzar would generally make it usher for the people of the mavoi, even if it's not a total breach. But here, Rashi explains, since it's not the derech for people to walk through there, because originally it was closed, as again, the wall was demolished, was broken through, it was a breach, and therefore, since originally it was a wall, and therefore people are not generally walking through there, therefore the people from the chatzar are not going to make it usher on the people of the mavoi, as the Gemara, later on, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph explains, that where it's not ragel for people to go through there, it's going to be mutter. That's the opinion of Rav, that he holds that since it's near Mibachutz, therefore, although it's not near Mibifnim, that is from the people inside, it looks like where their whole open mavoi goes and it's totally breached into the chatzar, so therefore it should be considered parut and open to it, and therefore not its own domain. And therefore the people of the chatzar should make it us in the mavoi. However, since on the outside, when you're in the larger area of the chatzar, it looks like an opening to the mavoi because it's a larger area that has walled off, therefore, since it's visible on the outside, it'll work from the inside. And from the fact that it's open, because even the opening is usually a problem, that Rav holds is not a problem, because here it was closed off originally, and therefore, since it's not the rug, regilis for people to walk through there, it's not going to make it us. But Shmuel holds no. He says that we're not judging the extra parts of the chatzar that it'll help from the people on the inside of the mavi, because for the people of the mavi, it's totally breached and open to the chatzar. And also, therefore, the people from the chatzar will make it usher on the people of the mavi that are inside if they don't go ahead and make an Erev. That is the first machloikis regarding this idea, when shaloi Erevu, when the component here is not regarding the mefulish idea, that it's open from one side of Rosh Hashanah to the other. Rather, even if the back part of the chatzar was not breached, where there we said was a different machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel and Rav, again, as we had assumed on the Salkat Aitach on the previous Tav, there the machlokes were, are the people in the chatzar going to make it us of the people inside the mavoi? The deeper understanding of it is, do we view it as a Pesach or not? And if we view it as a Pesach, since in the chatzar it's a Pesach, Rav holds in the inside it's also. And regarding the fact that they have the right of way, that's not a problem because it was originally a wall and it was breached. And therefore, since people don't generally go through there because it was a wall, therefore it's not going to Asa. Where Shmuel held that, no, we view it as a breach, and therefore the people from the chatzar will Asa on the people of the Mavir. That is the understanding of the case of Bishloi Irvu. And then regarding their other machlekes of Beirvu, that is where the Isra over there was not a problem of the Chatzar on the people of the Mavir, because everyone would agree that if they made an Erev together, the people of the Chatzar are not going to make it a problem on the people of the Mavir. Rather, there that case is told about where there is a Pirtza, and regarding that the wall was broken down, where that is what we had assumed was the problem that Rav had originally had with the Mavir, because its wall is open to the Chatzar, which its wall is open to the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore on both sides you can get to the Rosh Hashanah. There the machlekes was k'miflik ibid Rav Yosef. There they argued on this yisayid of Rav Yosef. Dam Rabbi Yosef, lo yishana, that we did not learn this statement of Rabbi Huda. Again, that we're an assumption, we'd assume that was a statement of Shmuel, and that Rav had argued on that, that this that he said that you don't need to have anything for the heter of the Mavir, again, when it's open to the Rechava, is Elisha Kala Le'emtzer Rechava. That's only if it opens up into the middle of the Rechava, and that is since the width of the Rechava, of this backyard of a house, which is where they would store things, is larger than the Mavir on all sides. So therefore, it looks like that the Mavir is open totally to the Rechava, and that it doesn't continue on into the Rosh Hashanah that's facing it. And therefore, you're not going to come to permit a case of a real Mavir Mefulish when it's open directly on either side to a Rosh Hashanah. And Rav holds that even so, no, that since the one that's standing in the Mavir, he sees on both sides of Rosh Hashanah, and that is the people from the Rosh Hashanah, they cut through, they go through directly from one Rosh Hashanah through the Mavir, through the Rechava to the other Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it's going to be Aser, and that was the machlokes that they had by Eruv, this case of when it's called the Emtzer Rechava. That is the case that they argued about. Avol Kalal Tzid Rechava, and Rabbi Yosef ends, and he says, however, if it ends into the side of the Rechava, and that is, if the wall of the length of the wall of the Mavir, that it's flush with the wall of the length of the Rechava, therefore it looks like one long Mavir, and that Mavir continues to the Rosh Hashanah, which is facing it. That looks like Mefolish, and then us there, everyone would agree, even Shmuel would agree that, and Rabbi Huda, that it was going to be Aser. So again, this is the end of the discussion of the previous daf in the Havamina, in the assumption that we had thought that the case of Rabbi Huda was arguing on the case of Rav on two points, one of when they make an Erev and one of when they do not make an Erev. And that the case of when they make an Erev, where there, the people of the Chatzar is not going to make it us and the people in the Mavoi, there the Machlekes was, would we see it when the walls are broken down as if it's Mefulish or not? Rav saying that it would be a problem of Mefulish, Shmuel saying not, and that was the statement of Yehuda. Whereas the other Machlekes was when they did not go ahead and make an Erev, there, from Rav, it seemed that there it would not be a problem, and the whole problem is only because of Mefulish. Whereas regarding Rabbi Huda and Shmuel, that it seemed like that would be a problem. And now Gemara gave a deeper understanding of that, exactly what they're arguing about. That is, regarding when they did not make an Erev, and the Machlekes was, if the people of the Chatzar make it us and the people in the Mavoi, our Gemara asked, but why is that? Why would they make any difference? Either it is a problem or it's not. And that our Gemara said, because it's a deeper level of Nirim HaVachutz Meshavim Mibifnim. And that is, generally, it should be a problem. But according to Rav, since, although it's breached totally from the Mavoi, but we see it as if it's a Pesach, because since on the outside the Chatzar looks like a Pesach, because there's more walls on either side, then from the inside we also see it as a Pesach, and now that it's a Pesach, although still they should make it Asa, but since it was originally a wall and was breached, it's not going to Asa the people of the Chatzar and the people of the Mavir. Whereas Shmuel holds that no, it is a breach, and the people of the Chatzar will Asa the people of the Mavir. And regarding the case of when they made an Erev, and therefore there's no problem Chatzar on Mavir, where there the issue was if regarding Mefulish or not, that was regarding a different issue of when it opens up to the middle of the Rechava, and that is, again, do we view it as opening up into Rechava and not into Rosh Hashanah? Rav holds that no, it's still a problem because you could still see the Rosh Hashanah. Shmuel holds in that no, you see it going into the Rechava. However, Rav Yosef added on that if it goes to that, it doesn't open to the middle of the Rechava. Rather, it's almost like, although the Rechava is wider, but one side of it goes straight from the Mavoi, straight into the Rechava, and that's the same wall of the Rechava which goes into Rosh Hashanah, and it's just this area that's extended, then even Shmuel would agree that it's going to be Aser, because then it looks like the Mavoi continues and extends through it, through the Rechava, to the Rosh Hashanah, and then it looks like a Mavoi that's Mefulish Rosh Hashanah. There, everybody would agree that that's going to be a problem. Now the Gemara continues on this last halacha that we brought from Rabbi Yosef, again, which was explaining the statement of Rabbi Huda, which in the assumption that was only according to Shmuel, but Lamaskana, that's even according to Rav. So I'm a rabbi. Hada amrit le'emtzer rechava mutar. This that you said in the opinion and the understanding of Rabbi Huda's halacha, that if it extends, if the Mavi ends into the middle of the rechava, then it's mutar. Then you don't need any tikkun for the Mavi, you're allowed to carry there. Lo'yamorin elazeh shalikin negedzeh. This was only if it's not, the breaches are not one opposite the other. But if the breach of the courtyard, that meaning from the Mavi into the Chatzar, which is opposite the same breach that the Chatzar has into the Rishus HaRabim, then also then it's going to be forbidden. And that is what the understanding is when Rav said Kenegdoi, and we explained, and according to the Maskan on the previous daf, that the reason why Rav held that there's an Isra in the Mavi to carry is only when you don't make an Erev together with the people of the Chatzar, but if you made an Erev with the people of the Mavi with the Chatzar, then it would be Mutter. So obviously, this what it says, Kenegdai was Lav Davka. Rather, means the whole opposite wall is opposite it. That's what we're calling it. However, it doesn't really mean opposite it, because if it would be directly opposite, then even they would agree, Rabbi Huda in the name of Rav, that it would be a problem, that would seem like it's flush, and therefore it would be us to carry the Mavoi, even according to Rabbi Huda's statement. However, the Gemara gives even one more qualification for this halacha of Rabbi Yisuf. Amr Masharshia. But this that you said, but if they're not facing each other, which again was an explanation, a qualification of Rabbi Huda's halacha, that if the mavoi is open, broken open its back wall into the chatzar, and the back wall of the chatzar is broken open up into the rishus harabim, that then we said that if they're not facing each other, then, and it's not open to the tzidi rechava, that is the wall of the mavoi are open up into the opening of the rechava, but the wall of the mavoi doesn't extend into the rechava, then it's mutter. And a third qualification is Loyamarin el Ruchava de Rab. That's only if it's open up to a backyard of a public use. Of Ruchava de Yachad, but a backyard which of an individual's house, that would be a problem. Because Zimna de Mimlechale, because sometimes he'll change his mind about what he's using the Ruchava for. Uvani lo batim, and he's going to build houses over there in that Ruchava, in the part of the width that extends over the area of the Mavoi. And therefore, it's what ultimately if he's going to build houses is going to make the walls of the length of the Rechava equal to the walls of the length of the Mavoi. And then, v'havali k'mavoi shekalal lo l'tzid Rechava, then it's ultimately going to be like the case that we said that it is a problem of when the walls of the Mavoi extend directly as the same length in the same area of the walls of the Rechava. And then, v'asa, that's going to be a problem. However, when it's from a public, then they're not going to just change it and the individuals are going to be aware of the problem that might come about. There is where we said it's not a problem. So again, really, there's really three conditions for this heter of what Rabbi Yehuda had said, which originally we thought it was in the name of Shmuel, and then we said it could have been even Rav, that regarding a mavoi that's broken its back wall into the Rechava, which its back wall is broken into the Rishus HaRabim, there's three conditions. One is that it has to be near Mibachutz, that it has to be visible on the outside, this like a Pesach, and therefore it's not going to be a problem, even though it's not near Mibachutz. The second condition is that it has to be a Rechava of a Rabim, of a public, because if it's an individual, then you might have it that the walls are going to be flush. And the third condition is that it has to be zesh lekenegetzeh, has to be that the breach of one is not opposite the breach of the other. And although we say it's a loch of connected, it doesn't really mean literally connected that it's going to be mutter. It means when it's not directly opposite the other, that are the three conditions to have this heter of when the mavoi is totally breached to the rechava, which is totally breached to the rishus ram, that it's going to be mutter to carry in the mavoi. So now the Gemara asks on this last idea that we just said. Where'd we find this concept that we would differentiate between a backyard of a public regarding a backyard of an individual? And that is when we find that you're allowed to carry in this breach, we said, but if it's an individual, we're concerned that he might go ahead and build up houses, and it's going to be open to a rechava of the tzidi rechava, which is a problem. But by Ram, we're not so concerned. Where'd we find that we would differentiate who's the owner, if it's individual or a rabbim, or it's a public ownership? So the Gemara says, There was an incident that happened regarding a certain mavoi, that one side of the mavoi, its wall was a sea. And the other side of the mavoi was open up to a garbage dump. And one end of the mavoi was closed over like a regular mavoi, and one end was open to Rishus Rabim, which was prepared with a lechi or a kai, with a side post or a crossbeam. In other words, it was like a regular mavoi that's closed on three sides. One side was a regular closing, one side was the sea, and one side was a garbage dump. And the garbage dump is told that it was 10 tefachim high, so therefore it was considered a wall, which a mechitza has to have 10 tefachim high. And this incident came from the Rebbe. What's the halacha? Is this a really a good mavoi that you could just need a lech and a kair because it's essentially closed over three sides? And he didn't say if it's mutter or asim. He couldn't say that it's forbidden because it had ultimately walls, partitions to make it a kosher mavim. But had to lay but he still couldn't bring himself to say that it's mutter. And the reason is cheshin and shemetinat last. We're concerned that maybe the garbage dump is going to be taken away. And v'yalai, I'm certain maybe that the sea is going to wash up, in the sense it's going to wash up all the sand and the stones near the border. And because that's what happens a lot of times, the water gets washed away and the tide goes lower. And it's going to widen the width of the area of the sea, and it's going to turn out to be hard ground, like the width of like a parcel or more. And then therefore you're not going to have this border of the sea of having tent of having this area over there that's considered mechitza, because it's going to wash away and it's going to be open, dry land, and therefore you won't have a mechitza over there for the mavet. So therefore he couldn't say that it's mutter. And therefore he said that I can't say I hetero usher, because again it's mechitzas, but it's a problem. And that the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, which is ultimately going to show this proof of being differentiated between a yachid or a rabbin. Are we really concerned that a garbage dump is going to be taken away? Again, this is the Gemara asking to prove what we wanted to prove. But now we learn the Mishnah later on in this Masechta. Ashba b'shusa rabim gavoy yutfachim, regarding a garbage dump that's 10 tefachim high. So chaloyin sha'al gabo azerken lo b'shabbos. If there's a window directly over that garbage dump, you're allowed to throw from the window, which is the b'shusa yachid, into the garbage dump, which seems like b'shusa rabim, but it's not. And that is because since the garbage dump is 10 tefachim high, it's its own Rishus HaYachid, and therefore there's no carrying, there's no problem, it's a Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaYachid. And we're not concerned that it's going to be diminished, the garbage dump from the height of 10 tefachim, and that ultimately you might be throwing from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, because if it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, we have a stira. What's the understanding? Here the Mishnah says that we're not concerned to think that maybe the garbage dump is going to be taken away. And yet here we have by the story of Rebbe that we are concerned that maybe the garbage dump is going to be taken away. So are we concerned or not? So Alma, the Gemara says, obviously you see that Shani bin Ashba the Rabbim, Ashba the Yachid, that obviously there's a difference between a garbage dump of the public and a garbage dump of individual. And that is that story of Rebbe, which was a garbage dump, was a garbage dump that was owned by an individual. And then we are concerned that it might be cleared away. Maybe he's going to decide to do something with it. And therefore we see that there's a difference between Ashba the Yachid or Ashba the Rabbim. By Ashba the Yachid, which was a case of Rebbe, we're concerned it might be cleared away. By a Rabbim, we're not concerned there'd be a lot of throw with that assumption. And therefore the Gemara says, Hachanami shouldn't be in Rechav the Rabbim, Lechav the Yachid. That's where we get this concept that we see that we would differentiate between a backyard of a public and the backyard of an individual. By a public, we're not concerned. By an individual, he might change his mind, decide to do something with it and build houses, and then it's going to be flush, the walls of the Mavir with the walls of the Rechav, and therefore it's going to seem like it's mefulish to the Rishus HaRabim. They were concerned versus Rechav the Rabbim, we're not. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, the Tamid Chacham, they were in the generation of Rebbe. My, what did they say about that Mavi, again, which Rebbe didn't want to say Heter or Aser? What was their opinion over there? So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi, Tana, we learned in the Brice of Acham Aysim, Acham said that it's Aser, that is, they were concerned to say that maybe it's going to be taken away and that there won't be a Mechitza. Therefore, they said that it's Aser. That is the halacha. They were concerned that maybe the sea might wash up and that the person might clear away his garbage dump. Those that say a different version, that Amar Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi Tam will learn the Brayis of Acham Matirim. Acham said it's Mutter that we're not concerned. However, Amar Rav Nachman in Halacha Gidav Acham, again, ultimately both are saying the Halacha is that we are concerned that maybe the person might clear his garbage dump. Now the Gemara brings a similar Halacha related to this concern about the sea washing up. That is, Mereimer Pasikli Lesur Ba'azli. Mereimer separated the city of Sura with nets. And that is, he separated between the city and the sea, which was by the boundary of the city with mechitzas, with boundaries of nets. And Amr, he said, that although the sea itself seems to be a good boundary, but chashina shemiyal hayam sirtim, we're concerned that maybe the sea might wash up the sticks and the pebbles, and therefore it's going to be not anymore a good separation. And therefore, people are still going to be carrying in the mavi as they originally did, and that's going to be a problem, because what happened was that the city of Surya had behind it, it had the yam over there, and the edge of the mavoi was open into the sea. But Mereimer made nets and different things for the whole entire mavoi, and he didn't want to rely on the mechitz of the yam. Again, the same type of concept that we said before, because since it might end up drying up, it's going to be dry land, it's not going to be a good mechitz, it's not going to be a good partition. That's why he went ahead and made these separations with the nets. So the Gemara brings, once we discussed Surah and we're discussing mavois, the Gemara brings a story of a certain mavoi in Surya. Hahu mavoi akum the habibisur. There was a bent mavoi that we had discussed in the previous daf that was in Surah. Karach budya. So what they did was that they wrapped these mats, a sivu bebakum musa, and they placed these mats in the bend parts of that mavoi. That is, if a mavoi in the shape of an L. And so there's two edges that open up into the Rishus HaRabim, and then there's the corner part of the two mavois, which are basically the two parts of the L. So they put over there, that is the people of one mavoi, they made a lechi where it was open to the Rishus HaRabim, a side post, and they put this mat wrapped up into the corner part of the bend. And the people from the other Mavoi, they didn't make anything for their Pesach. They didn't make a lechi. So Amar Rav Chisda, Halayka Rav Leika Shmuel, these people of Surah, at least the people of the one Mavoi, they wanted to rectify their Mavoi by making a lechi, by the edge which opened up of their El into the Shus Ram, and by the corner which opened up to the other Mavoi, they put this lechi piece, which was wrapped up mat. That's not like Rav and not like Shmuel. According to Rav, as we had discussed in the previous daf, that is a machlikis Rav and Shmuel regarding this mavi akum, this bent mavi that's open on either side of the L into Rishus Rav. Do we view it as a mavi mefulish, as Rav said that we see it because it's opening up on both sides to Rishus Rav, or like Shmuel said that no, it's like a mavi sasim, each one is closed in the corner where it's open to another mavi, and the fact that it bends and it crosses to the Rishus Rav, that's not considered mefulish, it's considered sasim. So according to Rav, that says that it's like that it's mefulish. So Tzrus HaPesach Bayi, according to Rav, the opinion is when you have a Mavi Mefulish, you have to have one side a Lechi in Kari, but the other side has to have a Tzrus HaPesach, the frame of a doorway. And here it wouldn't be enough to make a wrapped up mat in the form of a Lechi, because you have to have an actual Tzrus HaPesach. And L'Shmuel, the Amar Terasik HaSasim, even according to Shmuel, that he says that we view this bent Mavi as a closed Mavi, it's still not good, because he holds that, yeah, you don't have to make a Tzrus HaPesach. But you would have to make at least a lechi. And hanamili lechi ma'aliyah, that's only a full-fledged lechi. That is, when there's two lechis on the two sides, when we have a mavim sasim, when you have it in this case, when it's open on the other side of the L, you have to have one lechi and another lechi. That's only a full-fledged lechi. Aval hai kibin anasha bezika, v'shadile, but here, where this, regarding this lechi, which is just a wrapped-up mat that they roll it up and make it like a stick standing up, if a wind comes and blows it, it's going to throw it away. Lav klumhu, that's not a good enough lechi. So therefore, they're not doing like Rav or like Shmuel, and therefore, that's not a good mavi to carry. However, the Gemara does say, v'inoitz be'sichsa v'chabri, but if you knock in pegs into that the mat, which is standing, and knock it into the wall and attach it, then chabri is considered attached, and then yes, it would work as a full-fledged lechi, and at least it would work according to Shmuel, who he holds as enough to have it when it's a mavi akum, which is like a mavi sasim, to have it rectified with just a lechi, and you don't need to have an actual Tzrus HaPesach. So now the Gemara mentions something from the previous daf. Gufa we learned, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. And this was a statement that we had introduced of Rav, that we had assumed that was a contradictory to Rabbi Yehuda's statement, which the Gemara ultimately was miyashavin and said that it could work together with Rabbi Yehuda, and that Rabbi Yehuda could be saying in the name of Rav, and this statement of Rav doesn't contradict it. The Rav says, Mavi shenivritz b'melu l'chatzah, regarding a Mavi, that's its back wall is open totally to the courtyard behind it. V'nivritz l'chatzah connected, and then the back wall of the chatzah, its back wall is open totally to the Rishus Ram behind that. So the halacha Rav said was chatzah muteres, a Mavi asim, that it's permitted to carry in the courtyard, but it's forbidden to carry in the Mavi. And that is as the Gemara says, L'maskana, that it was talking about that when they did not make an Erev, the people of the Mavi were with the people of the Chatzar. And the reason why it's Aser to carry in the Mavi is because the people from the Chatzar make it Aser, because since they have a right of way into the Mavi, they're not part of it because they didn't join with an Erev, therefore it's Aser to carry in the Mavi. Whereas the people of the Mavi don't make it Aser with people in the Chatzar, because the people of the Mavi do not have a right of way in the private Chatzar. So Amalei Rabbi Bar Ula Rabbi Rabbaya. He says, Rebbe, my teacher, in other words, Rabbi, my Rebbe, Lav Loi Mishnah Seinei Huzu, isn't it our Mishnah? That is this permission of carrying in the Chatzar in such a case, and this that it's forbidden to carry in the Mav in such a case, we learned explicitly in the Mishnah, and that is the Mishnah later on. Why do we need Rav to tell such halacha? There's a Mishnah later on that says, Chatzar Katana Shnivritza L'Gdayla. If there's a smaller courtyard that's reached totally open to a larger courtyard, G'dayla muteres, it's permitted to carry in the larger courtyard, and that is the people from the smaller courtyard do not make it usher on the larger one, because regarding the larger one, that breach is really an opening, because it has more walls on either side, and therefore it's like two chatzeris that are open with one opening, where they don't make it forbidden one on the other. As the Gemara later on will explain, that we're talking about a case when the smaller courtyard is not wider than 10 amas, because if it was larger than 10 amas and it's totally breached into the larger one, you wouldn't be able to call that a Pesach, because there's no Pesach more than 10 amas, and therefore even for the Gedayla, even if there's walls on either side, it would be considered a breach. So it's smaller than it's not larger than 10 amas, and therefore it's not a breach, it's a Pesach. So therefore the people in the larger courtyard are allowed to carry. But the people in the smaller courtyard are not allowed to. Because for them, that's not considered a Pesach, it's not an opening, rather it's a breach. And therefore they become like part of the domain of the larger one because they're mixed with them. We view it as totally open, it's one large area. It's not like a doorway that's separating them, it's totally breached over there, so therefore they're part of them and they can't carry in that area. As the Gemara says, "Mneishi kepischa shel gedayla," as that Mishnah is there with it, because we view it as an opening to the larger one. And therefore, he was asking his Rebbe Rav Bibi, what do we need Rav to tell us these two halachas? That in such a case of when the Mavi is open to the Chatzah, which the Chatzah is open to the Rosh Hashanah, that then, as we said, it's told because he didn't make an Eiv one with the other, so the Chatzah makes it Asa for the Mavi. And however, you could carry in the Chatzah and not the Mavi, which in this case, the Chatzah is larger than the Mavi, and the Mavi is totally breached into the Chatzah. Now that's a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, when you have a larger one and a smaller one, you can carry in the larger one, which in our case is the Chatzah, and you're not carrying the smaller one, which in our case is the Mavi. On that Omalei, that Rav Bibi answered him that what we're telling us in the halacha of Rav is the heter of the case of the chatzah. And that is, the chiddush is, why we wouldn't know that from the Mishnah later on, is because here we're talking about that the back wall of the chatzah is breached and it's open to the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore the people of Rishus HaRabim are walking straight through the chatzah and the mavi all the time because the mavi is open to Rishus HaRabim on this side. And the Mavi is breached totally open to the Chatzah, and the Chatzah is open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So they're walking straight through all the time. That's why we needed the Chiddush of the Halacha of Rab. And that is, Imi Hasim, if I only had the Mishnah later on. So Havamina, I would have thought that this heter of the larger one to carry in, when you have the smaller one breached into it, is Hanamili Hechad Lekadarsi Biram. That's only when the public does not walk through this larger one. Because the case of the Gedolah over there, the back wall of that Gedolah wasn't breached to anything else. It was just open on one side to the Ketana. That's why you're allowed to carry in the Gedolah. However, Aval Hecha the Kodarsi Barab, but if the public walks through the big one, which is this Halach of Rav, which is open on one side to the Mavah, and the other side, the Chatzar, is breached totally to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Ema Afil Chatzar Nami, I would say that even by the Chatzar, it would be us to carry not just the Mavah, not just the smaller one. That's why we needed Halach of Rav to tell us that even in such a case, it's considered a Pesach to the Mavoi, and therefore you can carry in the Chatzar, and it's not considered totally breached to the Chatzar, even though the people are walking through it. And that the Gemara asks, Vanamitanina, but that we also learned in the Braisa. We learned Chatzar regarding a courtyard. Sharabim Nechnasin Labizu, Vyoitzin Labizu, that they walk through, the people walk through from one Rosh Hashanah to another through the Chatzar. Rosh Hashanah L'tumah has halacha for Rosh Hashanah for the halachas of Tumah, and that is the suffix that will happen of Tumah in that Chatzar will be Tahar. Because the halachas of Sofik Tumah are learned out from Saita. And Saita, which it has to be in seclusion, in such a chatzar, would not be considered a makam of yichud, of being secluded and having halacha of stira, because people are always walking through. So therefore, for that, it has halacha of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which a Sofik Tumah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is tahar. But Rosh Hashanah Yachad LeShabbos has halacha like a private domain for the halachas of Shabbos, and that is, we view it as closed, and it's mutter to carry in that chatzar, even though it's nifratz to the chatzar, to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that it's, people are constantly walking through, because it's open, but it's closed. In other words, we view it as an opening. So the fact that the public walks through, we see already from that price that it's not a problem. So again, why do I need the halacha of Rav to say that it's permitted to carry in the chatzar, even though that's his chiddush, that it's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that people are walking through? But we see that from a braisa anyway. And that thing Gemara says, Imi Hasim, if I would be learning it only from the braisa, I would think that's only when the two openings of the chatzar where the public is walking through are not one opposite the other. Then we're going to say that even though that they're walking through, that's not a problem. And we'll continue our Talmud Beis. But if it would be really directly one opposite the other, then we would say that the chatzar would not have a halacha of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even for the halachas of Shabbos. But now that's what Rav is telling us when he says that it's parts kenegdai, that even if the wall of the mavi that's breached to the chatzar, is the wall of the chatzar is breached kenegdai, facing exactly opposite that other breach, so it's breached on both sides on the same in the exact same area, and still that's what he says it's mutter. We needed that to tell you even zeh keneged zeh is going to be mutter, and you can carry in the chatzar. And that the Gemara says, but according to Rabba, the Amma that he said on earlier that zeh keneged zeh aser, he said that if it is facing one or the other, then it is a problem, and then we would view it as a mavi mefulish, and it would be aser. And obviously the way Rabbi explains it, that the word kenegdai of Rav is lav dafka. And that is as we had explained, because the whole reason of Rav was because he's not making an Erev with the people of the Chatzar and the people of the Mavi. But if he made an Erev, then even the Mavi would be mutter. So therefore the concept of kenegdai had nothing really to do with that. It just meant that opposite wall. So hadar Rav b'may mukila. So then this statement of Rav, how is he going to explain it? Because it cannot be saying this extra chiddush of zeh keneged zeh, because he holds zeh keneged zeh would be a problem, because that would be considered like a mavim a foolish. So rather you have to say it's b'zeh shalei keneged zeh. So then the question is, you're back to the question, Tarti Lamali, why do we need two statements? We already learned this in the brisa that we just quoted, that even if the public is walking through, which we're saying is Zeshlik and Negedzeh, but Rav is also Zeshlik and Negedzeh, that that's not a problem, and it will still be considered a chatzar of, for halachas of Rishus HaYachad of Shabbos. And that the Gemara says, because imi hasam, if I would only be learning it out from that brisa that says that if it's a chatzar that the rabbim go through, that we said it has halacha of Rishus HaYachad of Shabbos, Havamina, I would have thought that this to be called a Rishus HaYachid is Hanimili Lizrik. That's regarding throwing into there. In other words, that midairaisa, we view it as a Rishus HaYachid, that someone that throws from Rishus HaRabim into that area, that he'll be liable, that we'll be considering it a Rishus HaYachid. In other words, Luchumra. Avlatalta, but to be able to carry inside of the Emaloy, I would say that you cannot carry there. That it would not be permitted, and that Midrabanan, they would make a gzeir on it. That it's Lamaisa, it's Nifrats, people are constantly walking in and out. That therefore you can't carry inside of it. That's what I would think if I only had that Brisa, Kamash Mlan. That's why we needed the Halach of Rav to say that no, it's Muteres. You're allowed to even carry inside of it. It's not just a Rishus HaYachid to be chayiv if you throw into it, but even Midrabanan, you're allowed to carry inside of it in spite of the fact that people walk through it, but at least that it's not Zeh Keneged Zeh. But as long as it's only Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. Now the Gemara continues on to a different halacha. Itmar we learned. Mavoi ha'osa kenadl. A mavoi that's made like a centipede. And that is, a centipede is a certain type of a sheretz that has many feet. And what happens is, what does it mean a mavoi that's made like a nadl, like a centipede? That is, there's one large mavoi that has many smaller mavois open to it. And the edge of them are all open to Rishus HaRabim, and the edge of the long one is also open to a different Rishus HaRabim. Again, like literally like a centipede. That is, you have one long mavoi which is open to Rishus HaRabim, and all these smaller mavois that are basically making L shapes into that larger mavoi, that are perpendicular, that those smaller ones are open to Rishus HaRabim on the other side. So Amabai Abaya says, the way you rectify this mavi to be able to carry into it with all these smaller mavis attached to it, you make a tzuris ha-pesach, you make an opening, a door frame for the large one, where that large one's open to the Rishus Ram. V'hanach kulu mishtari b'lechi v'kari, and all these smaller ones, all you have to make is either a lechi or kaira on where they open up into their Rishus Ram. So Amalei Rav said to Abaya, come on, well, who are you saying this like? Kishmul the Amaterasa Kisasim. Obviously you're saying it like Shmuel that he says that a mavoi akum, a bent mavoi, has halacha like a closed mavoi. And that is because all these smaller mavois are basically bent mavois. Because you come in this and you go out the other way. And you're saying that you don't have to do anything by where it bends into that other mavoi, like Shmuel. Because according to Rav said that a mavoi akum is like a mavoi mafulish, and that you would have to put something where it bends, where the smaller mavoi opens up into the larger mavoi. Again, it's really this centipede, where this case of the one large one with a lot of little different little mavois are like a lot of L's, a lot of bent mavois. And Rav holds when it's bent, it's like mafulish, that you have to make something but where it opens, and also where the bend is, so by both openings, and where it bent. And here you don't say you have to do anything where the corner of the L is, you didn't say you have to do anything. So if it's like Shmuel, Lamalei Tzuris HaPesach. Why do you require making a Tzuris HaPesach for the larger one? But even him, it's not directly open, it's not a Mavim of Foolish directly, and therefore it should be enough with just a Lechi. Why do you have to make a Tzuris HaPesach? Shmuel holds if it's a Mavim Sosim, in other words, each Mavim, the large one and the one that's perpendicular to it, they're both considered closed. Because where it meets, they're both Mavim, not Rishus HaRabim's. And although if you would turn the bend, it would open to Rishus HaRabim, that's considered like it's closed over there. And therefore, a regular closed mavoi only needs a lechi v'kaira where it's open. So why do I need a tzuris ha-pesach on the big one? I should only need a lechi v'kaira, not only by the small ones, but even by the big ones. The second question is, ha-hahu mavoi akum da'av ben adah. That is, what are you saying? It sounds like you're saying like Shmuel, but there was this bent mavoi that was in Arda, which was the place, the city of where Shmuel himself was the Mara Da'asa. He was the leader over there. And Mechashul Adarav, and they were concerned for the Aloch of Rav. As the Gemara had earlier said, that they posed the stringencies of Rav and the stringency of Shmuel. So therefore, even if you want to say the Aloch like Shmuel, and therefore you're saying it's enough for the Tzuris HaPesach and the Lechi, but first of all, it shouldn't be a Tzuris HaPesach. And second of all, even in the city of Shmuel, we see they were machmer on the halacha like Rav anyway. So why aren't you doing something weird where the bend is? So Elam HaRav, rather Rav says a different pshat. Oysa Tzuris HaPesach l'kulu. The way you do it is that you make for all of them a Tzuris HaPesach for all these smaller mavois lahai gisa. On this side, where the bend is, where it opens up to the mavoi hagadol, to the large mavoi. V'idach gisa, and the other side to the Rishus Rabim, Mishter b'lecha v'kar, then it's permitted with a lecha v'kar, which basically is exactly the halacha of Rav, that Rav said when you have a mavi akum, a bent mavi, that you have to make a lecha v'kar, and we're open to the Rishus Rabim, and where the bend is, then you make a tzuris ha-pesach. That's exactly what you should do for every one of these centipedes, for every one of these small mavis that open up. Again, you make by every bend a tzuris ha-pesach, and where it opens to the Rishus Rabim, you make a lecha v'kar. Now the Gemara continues on to a different halacha. Am Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Menyumi, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Malkia, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav. And there were a lot of Rav Kahanas over here that said in the name of other Rav Kahanas. Vamrilan, some say that Rav Kahana bar Malkia, Hainu Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav, he himself was Rav Kahana who was the Rebbe of Rav. But either way, the halacha that they said was as follows. Mavui should see the Echad Arach. Regarding a Mavui, that one side is long and the wall goes very far into the Rishus Rabim, more than the second wall, as some Rashis bring that picture. Betzide echad katzah, and one was smaller. So then it would depend. And again, as we know, this is the classic mavi that it's enclosed on three sides, and the fourth side it's open to Rishus Rabim. But here we're talking about that one wall went further than the other one. So if it's pachas marba amas, if it's less than four amas, that is where the larger one is less than the smaller one in the distance of four amas. In the length, then manichas a kar balachs, and then you could put the kar, the crossbeam, on the slant, and then you could move. You could actually use that area that's between the longer one and the smaller one. It's going to be on the slant. Arba amas, but if it's more than four amas in its length, longer than the smaller wall, ain't a manichas a kar, then you're not allowed to put the crossbeam on the larger wall. Rather, eli kenegad akatz, you have to put it opposite the smaller one. That is, you have to bring it in from the larger wall. Again, exactly that would be equal to the smaller one. That's the opinion of all these Rav Kahanas. Rav Amar, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, Eina Menech Ezer Kari L'Kenegad HaKatz. He argues, he says, no matter if it's not even four Amas longer than the smaller one, you always have to make it exactly equal to the smaller wall. And he says, moreover, Rav says, Ve'im Etamid Didi, Ve'im Etamid Didi. I'll tell you my reason, and I'll tell you their reason. Ve'im Etamid Didi, I'll tell you my reason why you always have to make it exactly equal to the smaller wall, and you can never make it slanty. Because on the diagonal, because Kari Taimai, what is the reason of this crossbeam? Why do we institute this idea when you're making a shetuf and a voice and making an Erev? What's the purpose of it? Mishum Heker, it's a sign that people should recognize, hey, this is where the Mavoi ends and the Rosh Hashanah is, so that we know we could carry here and then Rosh Hashanah. Ubalachsim, not a Heker, but when it's on a slant, then there's no Heker, there's no recognition for the people of the Mavoi, because sometimes the people in the Mavoi are going to see that people are a little bit outside, which seems like the area of the Rosh Hashanah, which is more of the smaller wall, because they don't realize that it's on the diagonal, and that's because it's in that area, which is from the length of the longer wall going to the smaller one. They're going to say, hey, you can carry in the Rosh Hashanah, because they don't realize about that excess from the larger wall to the smaller one, that it's on the diagonal. And therefore, it's not going to be hacker, and that's why, as the Gemara says, Malachsin lo have a hacker, and that's why you can never put it on the slant. But for any time to do, I'll tell you their reason why it is permitted to do it if it's less than four amas. Because Kairi Mishamai, they hold what's the reason of a Kairi of the crossbeam? Not because of Heker, Mishamachitza. It has a halachic status of like a virtual wall. And that is, this crossbeam, we view it as if it's coming down like a wall. Therefore, it's enclosed on four sides. Ubalachsin nami have machitza. And therefore, on the diagonal, you can make a diagonal wall. And therefore, it's not a problem. So I'm Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana said, since this was a statement, those who argued in Rav was a statement of Kahanim, meaning Kahana, Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, Ima b'milsa, so I'll say something because I'm also Rav Kahana. Hoda amet banicha kari balachsin. This that they said, that their opinion was that you're allowed to put the crossbeam on a slant, not like Rav. Loya marin el she'in balachsin no yoysim esa. That's only if it's not going to be by its slant more than 10 amas. And that is, if you have a mavi that's very small in its width, and then the width, together with the four amas that are extending further out, if you take the length of that crossbeam, it's not going to be more than 10 amas. And that is because, although it's going out four amas, but since it's very narrow mavoi, therefore together with that length, the crossbeam is still not going to be more than 10 amas. But if the length is going to be more than 10 amas, then it comes out that the pesach, the opening of the width of this mavi is going to be more than 10 amas, because the entire area under the crossbeam is essentially the pesach. In other words, this pesach is on the slant. So we don't view it as if it is like this. We view it now on the slant that it is, because the crossbeam is creating the pesach. Now it's that whole area, which is going to be more than 10 amas, that everyone would agree that you're only allowed to put it opposite the smaller area, not on the slant, because as our Mishnah had said, that you have to have a Pesach of the Mavi, it cannot be more than 10 Amos. And therefore, when the diagonal is going to be, the crossbeam is going to be more than 10 Amos, which is now creating that Pesach on the diagonal, that will not be kosher for a Mavi. And there, even the Kahanas will agree that then it has to be equal to the smaller wall and it can't be on that diagonal. Now the Gemara says, discussing regarding this machlokes that we mentioned before, regarding that Rava and the Kahanas that he said that is the understanding of the Kaira regarding that it's like a machitza, or do we view it because it's like a hacker? So regarding the machlokes, the Gemara brings the following question. What is Allah? Are you allowed to use the area under the crossbeam or not? And that is, obviously the crossbeam goes ahead and kashers the whole mavi. So you have a mavi closed on three sides. Then you have the kaira over here. You're allowed to carry in the mavi. What's directly underneath the kaira? Are you allowed to carry there or not? And this is a general question on every type of a mavi. On that, the Gemara says that Rav, Reb Chiya, Reb Yochanan, Amru, Mutar L'shtamash Tachas Kaira. You're allowed to utilize the area directly under the crossbeam. Shmuel, Reb Shimon, Rabbi, Reb Shimon, L'shtamash Amru, also L'shtamash Tachas Kaira. They say it's forbidden to use the area under the crossbeam. So the Gemara wants to say, let's say this is what they're arguing about. The Mar Savar, that those who say that it's permitted to use the area under there is Kari Mishum Hekka, because all the Kari is, it's a Hekka, it's a sign for people to recognize that this is where this area ends. And therefore, I realize, even if I'm directly under it, that this is where it is. And I know I'm in the Mavi area. Umar Savar, but those who say it's forbidden to use the area right under it, is Kari Mishum Mechitzes, because they hold that the crossbeam is of the Halacha of it's like a wall. And where's the wall, this virtual wall come down? It's from the inner part of the crossbeam that it closes off the area of the mavi. And therefore it's usur because the area of the mechitza on the inside is where you have to use it. If you're going to be right under the crossbeam, you're going to be past the area of the inside which creates this wall. Then you're on the outside. That's why you're not allowed to use the area directly under the kari because it has a locha of a mechitza. And that thing must says, like, maybe not. The Kuli Alma Kari Mishum Hekka, in truth, maybe everyone agrees that the crossbeam has a halacha of a hacker. That it's just a sign, it's not like a halachic mechitza, like a wall. But what they're arguing about is the following idea. The Marsava, that those who say that it's usher to use the area directly under the Kaira, is because they hold Hekeri Milagav. And that is, this sign has to be for those that are inside the Mabim. And therefore, it's the inside part of the Kaira that is used as the sign because it's for the people on the inside. And therefore, you're not allowed to use the area directly underneath the Kaira because that's not going to be any more, you're not going to be seeing the inside of the Kaira, and therefore you're on the outside of this hacker. That's why they say that it's Asr. Umar Asr, but those who say it's permitted to use the area under the Kaira, under the hacker, is because Hakeri Milabar. This hacker is for the people on the outside, for the people in the Shusha Rabbim, that's the outer part, that they should realize that they are indifferent than the area of the mother where the people are carrying. Therefore, this person that's underneath, although he's on the outside of the area, however, that's not a problem because exactly that's where the hacker is, not for the people on the inside, but for the people on the outside, and that's where you can carry underneath it. V'boisim, or a third approach for this machloik is if you're allowed to utilize the area under the Kaira or not, the Kuliyama Mishum Mechitza, that everyone holds that it has a halacha of a halachic wall, like a virtual wall that comes down, not because of Hekar. V'hachabokim, what are they arguing about is the Marasav, those who say that it's Asr, is because Chudi HaPanimi Yoyed V'saisim, as we had originally assumed in the first approach, that because it's the inside part of the Kaira, that comes down and closes off, makes this virtual wall, and therefore comes out, if you're under the crossbeam, that you're outside of the wall, and therefore it's Asr. Umarasav, but those who say that it's mutter is because Chuda Hachitz in Yard Vesaisim. They hold that no, it's not the inner part of the Kaira that comes down and creates the wall. It's the outer part of the Kaira that comes down and creates the wall. And therefore, it's going to be mutter because you're still within this virtual wall. So again, we had three approaches for this machlokes if you're allowed to use the area under the Kaira or not. Either it's because of a hacker, and the hacker you have even if you're under it, or it's because of Mechitza, and the Mechitza is from the inner part, and therefore you cannot use it. Or that everyone agrees that it's a Kaira, that it's because of a hacker, and that is, but the Shaila is the hacker for the people on the inside, and therefore it's if you're under it, you're not in the inner part, and therefore it's a problem. Or is it a hacker for the people on the outside, and therefore you're on the outer part, and therefore it is a good enough hacker. Or the third approach was that no, everyone holds that it's a Mechitza. However, the Shaila was, where is this virtual wall coming down? You have this Kaira that's like a tefach wide. Is it coming from the inner part or from the outer part? If it's a virtual wall on the inner part, you cannot use the area underneath it. But if you hold it from the outer part, then you're allowed to because you're within that area of the mechitza. Now the Gemara continues that this whole machlik is regarding using the area underneath the Kaira. That is the machlik is, was only regarding a Kaira. However, Amar Rav Chisda HaKol Moedim, everybody agrees that regarding a Mavi that does not have a Kaira, And the way you're permitting it is with a lechi, with a side post, that bebein lechayayim sha'aser, that within the area of the lechi, that there is going to be aser. And that is, although it uses the terminology of lechayayim, two lechis, it means because it's going on many mavis, which means each mavi with its own lechi, you cannot use the area that's directly the opposite of the area of the lechi. You have to do it from within the lechi. As Tais explains, the reason is because since a lechi is allowed to be even a mashu, so you might come to take even past that area. But a kaira, a crossbeam, which it's with, is a tafach, then we don't have to be concerned. And that's why there's this discrepancy between the lechi, which there, everyone agrees you can't use directly on the side of that area, it has to be within. But by kaira, then we have a machlekes if it could be underneath or not. So now relating to this discussion regarding, again, that we explained regarding the kaira, that we do review it, it's the inner part of the kaira, or is it the outer part of the kaira, and therefore that's related to this machlekes, if you're allowed to utilize the area under the kaira or not, the Gemara brings a similar discussion. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question from Rav Chizda. If someone stuck in two pegs into the outer wall of the mavi out in the front, and that is he stuck the pegs into the wall in the thickness that's facing the Rosh Hashanah. And that is, for example, if let's say you have this regular classic mavi closed on three sides, and then the front one, there's a wall also. And then there's an opening which is open to Rosh Hashanah. So that front wall, he stuck two pegs in there. And then he put a crossbeam on those two pegs that are sticking out. And therefore it comes out that this crossbeam is sticking out of the area of the wall, more than the wall itself. And the inner part of that crossbeam is touching the wall that it's abutting. As some Rashi's have a picture, again, they're regular mavi with these two with the two pegs sticking out, it could be even from the walls of the length of the mavi, and then extending out, have these two pegs. And then you have the crossbeam on it. Now it's flush, the inside of the crossbeam, with the walls of the mavi. So Mahu, what is the halacha? So Amar Leis Rav Chizda said to him that it really depends on this machlekes that we mentioned before in the Gemara. L'divri hamater, according to the one that said it's permitted, that is to use the area under the crossbeam. So obviously that they hold that it's the outer part of the crossbeam that comes down and creates the wall, and that's why you're allowed to use the area under it. So then usr, then this mavi, in this case, would be usr to use this entire mavi until you bring a whole new kaira, because what happens is that now you don't have this stima, you don't have this kaira attached to the wall because there's a space between them, because it's only the outer area of the kaira that's coming down. And since it's not on the wall, rather it's in front of the wall, so although the back of it is touching it, but that back is not what's creating the wall, this halachic wall, virtual wall, it's the front of it. Now you have the space of the tefach of the area of the kaira. Now Rashi says, although generally we would utilize the halach of lovet to say that because it's within three tefachim, that we would say it as if it's attached to it and therefore it would be connected to the mavi, but here since it's not an actual wall, it's not an actual mechitza, it's just a halachic virtual wall, therefore it has to be actually on top of the mavoi, and since it has that space of a tefach, because although it's touching, it's only the front of it, then it would be aser. And l'divri ha'aser, according to those that say it's forbidden to utilize the area under the kaira by all mavoyers, the reason is because they hold that it's the inner part of the mavoi that comes and creates this virtual wall, and therefore underneath it is already outside. So according to them, mutter would be permitted here to use to use this mavoi with this kaira. And the reason is because although it's not directly on the mavoi, but since it's the inner part of the kaira, as we explained according to this opinion, that creates this virtual wall, it comes out that the kaira that's attached to the wall, it's flush with it, it's a good closing because it's creating that wall right there, right in front, touching the actual mavoi, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's the opinion of Rav Chizda. Rav Amar Rav Argan, he says no. The divi ha'oyser, even according to the one that says it's aser, and that's because they hold that you can't use under the area of the kaira because it generally, we say that it's the inner part of the kaira that comes down that creates the wall, and therefore underneath it, you're already outside. Nami asr, even in this case, of this kaira, they would say it's asr to use this mavi with this kaira, although it's the inner part that's creating the wall, and therefore it should be considered touching it. They would agree in this case it would be asr until you bring another kaira. Because be in a kaira, al gabe mavi v'leker. It's not enough just to have that it's touching it, and therefore it's literally creating the wall right in front of it, because the halach of kaira is not enough to be touching it in front, it has to be actually on top of it, and therefore it's not really telling the machlekes that we mentioned before. He argues in Rav Chizda, it would have to be on top of it, and since it's not on top of it, it would be possible, even according to those Amaram, that they say that it's going to be considered from the inside part, it's not enough, it has to be actually on top of the mavi, not just directly in front of it.